Trusted Voices is a Cognizant podcast series that aims to showcase the diversity of thoughts, backgrounds, and identity of our 350,000 associates all over the world. Trusted Disruptors is a special mini-series where we ask associates to reflect specifically on what it takes to build trust in the age of AI. Our focus will be on sustainability, transparency, data security, healthcare, global workforce, and more. The dialogue illustrates how we're building trust, especially when we show up diverse. Welcome, Jeff and Shamika, to Trusted Voices. We are very happy to have you with us today.
Today's topic is upskilling and future-proofing the workforce. The rise of AI means that job landscapes are definitely shifting. So today we're going to discuss how a trusted technology partner not only provides tools, but also equips its workforce with skills to use them.
So before we get started, Jeff and Shamika, I'd love it if you would both introduce yourselves.
As you said, I'm Shamika Young. I lead Cognizant's global initiatives around diversity and inclusion. And so when I mean global, I mean across our 350,000 plus employees. Trying to help continue to enhance our culture as well as the feeling of belonging.
My name is Jeff Demaray. I'm Cognizant's Chief Communications Officer. I'm responsible for all forms of communications for the company, which includes external communications like PR, internal communications with our own associates, and with other third parties.
So we're talking about some big things today, right? We're talking about AI and its potential to disrupt the way we work. And we're talking about, you know, as you mentioned, Shamika, a huge global workforce of 350,000 associates. So my first question for both of you is, how do we forecast the future needs of a workforce like that in the face of this truly transformative technology?
So maybe I'll jump in to start. And, you know, I think a key to the success here is listening. We have really smart client teams and strategy teams. We have a very sophisticated recruiting and learning development teams. I love my partnership with Shamika because I learn something every day about our company and how we can better operate. So when we think about the future of technologies and how to infuse that into our workforce and into our work, I think it starts with listening. I recently joined board of directors for Columbia University, and I'm using that as a listening post as much as anything, because I think getting access to outside in thinking is going to help us just get better.
I think, you know, leaning in with the listening is critically important. And then also just figuring out how to be agile, right? Because the jobs of the future, we don't even know what they are. And so when we think about where we are today, where Gen AI and AI is, what we could actually aspire to in the future, we don't know what those jobs will be. And so the more we can bring kind of that listening engine, the more we can bring that thoughtfulness on how are we engaging our clients, how are we looking, you know, to external partnerships and alliances to help us to continue to iterate and evolve and just kind of innovate on what the possibilities are, then we will land in the right spots regarding trainings. And so one other thing that we're seeing in the markets is certainly their the analytical skills, their skills of empathy. There are other interpersonal skills that will be much more required as opposed to just know the technology. More of those human skills will come to play in the future of work, in the future of opportunities for what Gen AI.
So I love that you're both talking about listening and empathy and human skills, because I think it's a great lead in to my second question, because those are critical facets of having a culture that feels inclusive. And, you know, as we, you know, look at upskilling initiatives, we just announced our Synapse initiative, which, you know, I'm hopeful you'll both talk about a little bit. How do we ensure that initiatives like that are accessible and are inclusive for such a broad and, you know, wide array of people?
Yeah, I think, you know, and I'll let Jeff talk a bit about Synapse and just tell you kind of we've been building our way towards Synapse for many years. And just starting with our returnship program that we kicked off about 3.5 years ago, we started with the idea of, you know, there's an opportunity for people that have left the tech industry to come back into the tech industry. And amazingly, because of the way that the hiring processes work for most companies, if you've exited the market, it really makes it challenging for you to come back in. And so what we did was we evaluated, hey, there's an opportunity for us to shape a program, allow people that have had the tech skills and maybe been out for 2 to 5 years to then come back leverage their, you know, human experiences of either being an entrepreneur or taking care of their families and come back in to upskill on the new technology, the latest technology. Because what we knew to be true was that they had the initial skills of tech. They knew programming, they knew other capabilities around Scrum Master, and it was just what technology has changed. So we leveraged kind of creating that platform in order to help individuals upskill, providing mentorship and sponsorship so that they could be included, and being very thoughtful that this included everyone. This was just a wide array of people across multiple geographies, and being thoughtful of just creating the right platform and avenue for people to jump back into the market. It yielded us the benefit of having a very diverse and inclusive workforce jump back in. And so I think, you know, that was the perfect kind of staging for something like Synapse to then be able to take us forward. So, Jeff, maybe you want to hit on a little bit of what Synapse is going to do for us going forward.
You know, if you zoom back out and you look at what Cognizant does for its clients, it requires bringing the right kind of knowledge to a increasingly rapidly growing technology space. And you look at the macroeconomic needs of having technology skills in the workforce. There are more jobs being created and fewer people in the workforce that have those skills. And that is outpacing the growth of the need is dramatically outpacing the supply of work and workers that are skilled and ready to go. So when you think about Synapse, it's actually a very practical solution from our perspective, but also from a overall workforce perspective. You know, not only is there going to be a gap in the number of people that can complete this kind of work for on the behalf of clients, the world is getting more technologically advanced, more products, more services are going to require skills like AI. And there's just not enough ways to teach people and get them into an active workforce. Our CEO, Ravi Kumar S., actually published an op-ed with the World Economic Forum this summer, which talked about the responsible development of AI requiring a new lens for diversity. Not just the traditional lenses through which we look from equal opportunity hiring and other areas of the workforce, but bringing through a cognitive diversity lens that allows us to think through other pools of work, other pools of employment that we can pull through. So at the core of Synapse, we saw the need for expanding the tech skilling for a million people.
So actually, this leads us into the next question, which is we're trying to allay a little bit of the fear that's there everywhere. You know, AI is coming for our jobs. Technology is going to take all of our jobs away. So one of the things that you've both mentioned, right, Shamika, you've talked about human skills are still going to be extremely important. Jeff, you've talked about there are going to be more jobs than people. So we are going to need trained people. So can we talk a little bit about this? How are we taking steps to ensure that the technology supports rather than replaces human roles and critical positions?
You know, I heard a quote the other day that AI is not going to take your job. Someone who studies AI is going to take your job. You know, Cognizant has an ethical responsibility and has spoken quite eloquently about the need to develop AI responsibly. We have very senior leaders who are not only in the, you know, working mechanics of how we bring these solutions to market, but are also equally engaged in activities like AI for good, making sure that we are coming through the workforce with that lens. We're not leaving it to chance is another thing I think that's important. We're not allowing generative AI to happen to the company, but we are right in the middle of its development, working alongside clients, working alongside our employees and seizing that opportunity. I think like any wave of technology, if you sit back and let it wash over you, you're left to its effects. If you are involved in the making, you have a chance to not only enhance yourself, but the enterprise for which you work, the lives of your families, your communities around you.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, Jeff, I think you're calling out the intentionality that we're taking, which I completely love in meeting with so many of our, you know, AI teams, because, you know, you would think I sit over here in HR, but I can tell you what we're doing as well is saying, how can we leverage the benefits of AI? How do we take the human resources side of things and look and see how we can make processes more efficient and effective? Even just a couple of weeks ago, in partnering with one of our AI teams that is helping to identify and shape a recruiting tool and capability for us, you know, we sat down and we drew out every initiative around how do you make sure that you remove the bias in the process. while some people are concerned about AI instituting a bias, we're saying let's be proactive because the human by default is biased. So let's figure out all of those biases and let's enable AI to help us take those out. How do we create that equitability? And as Jeff called out, be responsible in our development of AI. And so this is where I think just being intentional, partnering together, asking the questions of why over and over again, and how we can do it differently is really yielding us some good results, all the way from internal solutions that we're identifying to external client solutions that we're discussing and trying to figure out how we partner together on. So it really can be truly exciting if we're intentional in how to solve for it.
I love how intentional we're being, and also the fact that you have so many concrete things that we're doing to support our associates and our clients. And this leads me to our last questions. One of the things Cognizant prides itself on is being, you know, this role of the trusted disruptor in the marketplace today. So my last question is, how do you think we're disrupting businesses in a way that does not disrupt trust?
Yeah, I guess where I would start with that would be, you know, in order not to disrupt the trust, you have to continue the conversations, right? And so you have to be very thoughtful in, you know, as you identify opportunities for improvement, having those candid conversations that's with your clients as well as with your people and with your teams, because our people are part of our solutions. And so we certainly want to continue to maintain the trust, you know, with and for them. But that means bringing them in as part of that problem solving. And so as Jeff as well and Robbie has, you know, have called out, being those, you know, problem finders, we know that we can find those problems when we have the conversations with our people. And that requires trust. And so, you know, earlier we talked about displacing the fear. When people know that there are opportunities for them to upskill, to move around, to continue to learn what's, you know, the latest and the greatest, what's out there, but also to have those pathways of certifications, right? We're very diligent in creating those learning pathways that maintains the trust. And we try very hard. We don't always get it right, but we try very hard to listen and then respond. Listen, you know, really carefully, thoughtfully, and then respond as quickly as possible to maintain that trust.
Yeah, I think we keep circling back around to the idea of collaboration. And so whether it's collaboration and partnerships with the big technology companies, our peers and our clients and our partners, it's about building solutions alongside clients in service to their needs. But it also comes down to the participation of our own people. We launched a grassroots innovation program called Blue Bolt. We have thousands of ideas that are coming out of that every single month. They're already reaching our clients, and it's another lens of diversity that great ideas can come from anywhere. And we're enabling our own people to allow their voices be heard, bring their great ideas forward. And so, you know, disruption is scary, but we've seen disruption before. We saw disruption with the internet. We saw disruption with the telephone and the motor, right? So yeah. Humanity creates disruption and then learns how to evolve through it. And I think working together hand in hand with people around the world from all walks of life, from all countries, it allows us to keep trust because we're going to look each other in the eye and make it happen.